Before we dive further, I want to remind you to check out IOU's website, IOUtoday.org. That's IOUtoday.org, where you can learn more about the mission to redefine our digital lives. They're working tirelessly to make the online world safer for families, and your engagement truly makes a difference. Take a moment to explore how you can be part of the change, because after all, IOU is the internet of us.
Set of conversations from Ryan and Samantha, a husband and wife team who are really passionate about this topic.
They're affiliated with IOU Inc., a nonprofit that focuses on healthy digital living.
And they really get into the nitty-gritty of what it takes for families to navigate the digital world, not just safely, but in a way that's positive and empowering.
And they break it down into these three core concepts: digital citizenship, digital literacy, and digital resilience.
Which is brilliant because it gives us this really clear framework to think about. And, you know, what I love about their approach is that they don't shy away from the tough stuff.
No, they definitely don't sugarcoat it. Ryan in particular makes this really interesting comparison.
Oh, tell me, what does he compare it to?
He calls the online world a digital minefield.
A digital minefield. Wow, okay, I can see where he's coming from with that one.
Right. Because it's true. You've got cyberbullying, misinformation, you know, all these potential dangers lurking around every corner.
It's like that feeling of sending your kid off to a new school for the first time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You hope for the best, but you also know there might be some challenges ahead.
And I think that's where Samantha's perspective comes in and really adds another layer to the conversation.
Because she agrees that there are risks, but she also emphasizes that we can't just bubble wrap our kids.
Really. Exactly. We have to equip them to navigate this world, not just survive, but thrive.
Which I love. And that's really what we're going to unpack today. Oh. So how do we do that? Where do we even begin?
Well, Ryan and Samantha would say it all starts with this idea of digital citizenship.
Okay, so digital citizenship, what exactly does that mean?
So for them, it's really about taking those values that we cherish in the offline world, like respect, responsibility, kindness, and making sure they're just as important online.
So it's not just about telling our kids, don't be a jerk online. It's about teaching them to be active, positive members of this digital community.
Exactly. And that looks different depending on the age of the child, of course. But it's laying the foundation for how they interact with technology and with each other in this digital space.
Which is so important because, let's be honest, the internet can be a pretty unforgiving place.
Absolutely. And that's why this foundation of digital citizenship is so crucial. And you know what I find fascinating is how Ryan and Samantha's individual perspectives as a couple kind of play out in their approach to this whole digital parenting thing.
Well, that's interesting. So are we talking good cop, bad cop, but for the internet?
Kind of. Ryan is definitely more of the, let's call him the cautious one. He's all about teaching kids to be very discerning online.
Like little digital detectives.
Exactly. He wants them to question everything, to be able to spot fake news from a mile away.
Okay, so he's teaching them how to fight back against the trolls and the misinformation out there. That's Ryan. What about Samantha? What's her take on raising good digital citizens?
Well, Samantha is much more focused on the positive aspects of the internet. She's all about reminding kids that it's not all doom and gloom.
Which it's easy to forget sometimes when you're bombarded with negative headlines and scary stories about what's happening online.
Right. But she really emphasizes the incredible power of the internet for connection, for learning, for creativity. And she gives this great example about her niece, who's only 10, and how she used Instagram to raise money for an animal shelter.
Oh, wow. How did she do that?
She designed these adorable little graphics with cat and dog facts, you know, to get people's attention.
That's amazing. And it just shows you that kids can use these tools for good in such creative ways.
Exactly. But it also highlights the importance of them having the right skills and knowledge to do so, which brings us to the next big concept.
Before we dive further, I want to remind you to check out IOU's website, IOUtoday.org. That's IOUtoday.org, where you can learn more about the mission to redefine our digital lives and support the work they're doing to make the online world safer for families. Your engagement makes a difference, so take a moment to explore how you can be part of the change.
Digital literacy.
Digital literacy. Okay, so we've talked about being good citizens online. Now what?
Well, think of it this way. Ryan actually uses this great analogy. He compares the internet to the Wild West.
The Wild West.
Yeah. He says it's this untamed frontier where you need certain skills to navigate and survive.
Okay, I get it. So it's not enough to just know how to use the apps to post a TikTok dance or whatever. Mm-hmm. You need more than that.
Exactly. And both Ryan and Samantha stress that digital literacy is about so much more than just being tech savvy.
So what are we talking about here? What does digital literacy actually look like for kids?
Well, it really depends on the age. But for a younger child like Samantha's niece, it might be understanding that not everything you see online is true.
That's huge. Because kids are so trusting, especially when it comes to the internet.
Right. So it's about teaching them to think critically, to question things, to be able to tell the difference between an ad and a real post from another kid.
And to know when to ask a grown-up for help if they see something that seems off.
Exactly. And then as kids get older, those digital literacy skills need to evolve too.
So what does that look like for teenagers? Because let's face it, they're practically glued to their phones at that age.
Oh, I know. But it's true. And that's why it's so important for them to have these skills. So for teenagers, Samantha talks about things like being able to evaluate sources for a research paper.
Which is harder than ever these days with so much information at our fingertips.
Right. So it's about knowing how to tell if a website is credible or if there's bias in the information they're reading.
And then there's the whole world of online communication, which is a minefield in itself.
Oh, tell me about it. Email etiquette, group chats, social media posts. It's a lot to navigate.
It really is. And it's not just about being polite. It's about understanding how to communicate effectively in these different spaces.
Exactly. And then you have things like privacy settings, managing your online reputation, navigating online friendships and relationships.
It's like learning a whole new language and set of social norms.
It really is. And we haven't even touched on the creative side of digital literacy, which is something Samantha is really passionate about.
Oh, right. She talks about kids being creators, not just consumers of digital content. What does that mean exactly?
Well, she uses this really helpful analogy. She says, imagine giving your kid a paintbrush and some paint.
Okay, I'm listening.
He says, you'd teach them how to use those tools properly, right? How to not make a mess, how to clean up after themselves.
Right, of course. So she's saying it's the same with digital tools. You need to teach kids how to use them responsibly.
Exactly. And she emphasizes that this looks different depending on the age. For a younger kid, it might be about understanding what's appropriate to share online, like not posting pictures of themselves in their school uniform or giving away their home address.
Right. Basic online safety stuff.
Exactly. And then for teenagers, it's about things like copyright, understanding how to credit other creators, being mindful of the images and messages they're putting out into the world.
Because once it's out there, it's out there.
Exactly. And it's not just about protecting themselves, but also being respectful of others.
Which is such an important lesson, both online and offline.
Absolutely. And it all ties back to this idea of digital literacy equipping kids with the tools and knowledge to use technology in a way that's positive, productive, and safe.
It sounds like a lot. But it also sounds incredibly important, especially in today's world.
It is. And you know what? Even with all the right tools and knowledge, sometimes things go wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Because the internet can be unpredictable.
Exactly. And that's where Ryan's perspective on digital resilience really comes in. It's like we can give them the map and the compass, but we can't predict the weather or, you know, the unexpected encounters they might have along the way.
Exactly. And that's where digital resilience comes in. So tell me more about that. What do Ryan and Samantha have to say about that?
Well, Ryan's pretty upfront about it. He says kids are going to encounter negativity online. It's just inevitable.
Which is tough to hear as a parent, but it's realistic, right?
It is. And I think it's important to acknowledge that. Because if we pretend it won't happen, then we're not preparing our kids for the reality of the online world.
So it's not about preventing bad experiences altogether. It's about giving them the skills to cope when those experiences inevitably happen.
Exactly. And Samantha has this great way of putting it. She says, digital resilience is about building emotional intelligence. It's about giving kids the tools to handle those tough situations with grace and confidence.
Which, let's be honest, are skills that even some adults are still working on.
You're telling me. But I think that's why it's so important to start these conversations early. You know, kids are so adaptable and their emotional intelligence is still developing.
So we have this opportunity to help them build those resilience muscles from a young age.
I love that analogy. But how do we actually do that? What are some practical things parents and educators can do?
Well, both Ryan and Samantha really emphasize the importance of open communication. And it's not just about monitoring their every click. It's about creating a safe space where kids feel comfortable coming to us with questions, concerns, even when they've messed up.
Because let's face it, sometimes those are the moments when they need us the most. Absolutely. But it can be tricky, right? getting teenagers to open up about anything can feel like pulling teeth sometimes.
Oh, tell me about it. So how do you suggest we approach those conversations? Any tips from the experts?
Well, Samantha shares this really clever tactic. She says instead of directly interrogating her kids about their online activity, she'll casually mention something she saw on the news about cyberbullying or online drama, you know, just to kind of get the conversation flowing.
I see. So she's sneaking in those important conversations through the side door. That's brilliant.
It is. It's about creating those natural opportunities for dialogue, letting them know that you're aware of the challenges and that you're there to listen without judgment.
Which is so important. But what about when something has already happened? Say your kid comes to you because someone was mean to them in a video game or they saw something upsetting online. What then?
That's where Ryan's practical side really shines through. He's all about giving kids concrete strategies. He talks about teaching them how to block and report users, how to curate their online experience by following positive accounts and engaging with communities that align with their values.
So it's about giving them a sense of agency, empowering them to take control of their online environment.
Exactly. And he also emphasizes the importance of teaching them when to disengage, when to step away from the screen, and even when to seek help from a trusted adult.
Which is sometimes the hardest thing, but also the most important.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great note to wrap up this deep dive on. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the challenges of the digital landscape to the essential skills of digital citizenship, literacy, and resilience.
It's a lot for parents and educators to think about, but ultimately it comes down to this: equipping our kids with the tools and the support they need to navigate this complex world confidently and compassionately.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, it's an ongoing conversation. It's about staying engaged, staying informed, and being there for our kids every step of the way.
So true. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder all of this. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Deep Dive. I'm Nadia, and it's been great exploring these important topics with you. Remember, navigating the digital world isn't always easy, but together, we can make it safer for families everywhere. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights and helpful advice. Until then, stay safe and take care.